The NBA season is heating up, and Kevin O'Connor and Chris Vernon have got you covered on The Mismatch. They discuss all the news, the trends, and transactions happening around the league. They also offer their on-court analysis and occasionally get into heated debates. Check out The Mismatch on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type, to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available, and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Wow, 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 wow. We had to do an emergency podcast tonight. Trust me, I wasn't planning on it. Even with the Yankees stinking up the joint, getting shut out, and the Mets getting absolutely clobbered by the Cubbies, if the Knicks had lost this game to Atlanta, I would have kind of went quietly into the night, minding my business, and I would have caught up with you guys Thursday evening. No. With that Knickerbocker win, 8 straight, sole possession of 4th place within the Eastern Conference, you can best believe we are doing an emergency pod tonight. The Knicks, the New York freaking Knicks, have me floating, flying high. And I had a feeling this was going to be a really fun game tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. Both teams neck and neck, trying to get that 4th spot. And it was a back and forth, crazy, zany, intense NBA game. One of the best games of the season. First of all, Julius Randle is just a beast. I've run out of adjectives to describe his 2020-2021 season. And with RJ Barrett not having it, with guys fouling out, with Taj Gibson having to leave the game after his orbital injury, Julius Randle said, "Hey, fellas, get on my back. Come for a ride, because I'm bringing you home." And to watch the Knicks play the inspired brand of basketball you got in the 4th quarter, going on that insane run, then surviving the fact that Atlanta comes storming back, bangs a 3 inside of 20 seconds to play, and then you got to go to overtime. And how many of these games for the Knicks has it felt like over the last 2 or 3 weeks? The Memphis game against Morant, the New Orleans game over the weekend, now this game here against Atlanta. The Knicks, in many ways, have been the kings of finding ways to win in overtime. That, to me, is the sign of a gritty, resilient, together NBA team. It's the best compliment I could give the Knicks. They play as a collective unit in a league where in many ways you don't see that as much. It's refreshing. It really is, because they're shooting the ball way better than they've shot the ball basically all year. Quickly hit some big shots. Burks has been terrific all year. Absolutely terrific all year. Before he fouled out, Derrick Rose was making big play after big play. The Knicks taking their shooting to another level has kind of jump-started this 8-game winning streak. That and the fact that it's a different guy basically every night, stepping up and making a big play when a big play needs to be made. Manuel Quickly was that guy for me. Listen, Randall obviously is going to steal the show with 40-plus points. But when you got Gord's fouling out and you got an off night from R.J. Barrett, you need somebody to pick up the slack. Quickly did that. 20 points and 7 of 11 from the field and 4 of 6 from 3. The Knicks are the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. Holy shit! Holy shit! It's mind-boggling. And can we just cut the nonsense right here, right now? Tom Thibodeau is the coach of the year, and Julius Randle is the most improved player in the league. Does that sound good or what? I don't know who I'm banging the drum for more. I think it's got to be Tibbs, and I love Julius. But the culture and the feel and the togetherness of the franchise, that's coaching. There's no other way around it. I don't want to rag on Kenny Atkinson because he was the other candidate. I like Kenny. I think he's a solid NBA head coach. But do I think the Knicks are 33-27 with Kenny Atkinson? No, I don't. Because I think the Tibbs factor and the way he has worked guys and the way guys have bought in, it's been obvious from day one. They find ways. They don't stop. They're relentless. It's been a long time for us as New Yorkers to have a team that, dare I say, we've actually fallen in love with. It's crazy. Because even the 54-win team, I liked them a lot. A lot of people didn't like them for whatever the reason. The insanity thing, listen, that was flesh in a pan. It was like a week. The Amari team in 2010, 2011 was really like 30 or 40 games. And they brought in Carmelo and they traded a bunch of guys away. And you had a feeling come playoff time they weren't going to do anything. And listen, I'm not delusional. Do I think the Knicks are beating one of the top three teams in the East? I don't. But I can't wait to see them in the playoffs. I know they're going to be scratching, clawing, fighting, taking on that sort of New York City toughness that we love so much. I'm euphoric, folks. And I know people around the country are going to be mocking me saying, JJ, act like you've been there before. Your team's 6 games over .500. You act like you're throwing a parade down the Canyon of Heroes. Understand what I'm dealing with. Be aware of the fact that this franchise for 20 years has been the laughingstock of the NBA. Also be aware of the fact that they've been in the playoffs in 8 years. Haven't had a winning season in 8 years. Yeah, I'm going to cherish every moment of it. And it's a part of the innocent climb. So when I get a night like tonight, where I got a great run in the fourth quarter, I got Randall playing like an absolute beast, I got the team showing all sorts of chutzpah, all sorts of toughness, all sorts of flat-out balls coming back in the overtime the way that they did, I'm going to drink in, soak in every last moment. And that's why we did this emergency pod tonight. I'm going to ignore the fact that the Yankees right now are not an out embarrassment. You Met fans out there. I couldn't believe, by the way. I saw my Twitter page. Met fans trying to run Lindor out of town because he grounded out with the bases loaded yesterday. I mean, give me a break. You want to talk about embarrassing? That is an embarrassing take if you sort of buy into that narrative. Please, be better. Be smarter. It's not about that tonight. I need reasons to feel good. The Knicks are giving me one. So I'm going to ride that wave. We actually have voicemails tonight. As they said in Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. So, Nick voicemails coming your way next.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has arrived in IMAX.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
33 and 27. I'm going to say it one more time, just because it puts a big fat smile on my face. 33 and 27. And I'm thinking about first round opponents already. I'm now at the point where I'm going to be furious if they're playing in that dopey plan. And I want the 4-5 badly. I think Atlanta, very beatable. Charlotte, very beatable. I think Boston out of those three is the toughest series. However, come on. You don't think the thought has come across my mind? New York and Boston, Celtics and the Knicks, Simmons, Jastrzemski, maybe a dinner on the line. Maybe a little more than that. The possibilities are endless. I'm thinking ahead. You can best believe I'm thinking ahead. All right, voicemail time. Who do we got?
JJ, this is AJ from Syosset. Man, I am so fucking amped up right now. I could run through a wall. This Nick team has me more pumped for any other Nick team in years. And let me tell you why. Because on this team, it doesn't matter who's playing, who's in the lineup, it's next man up. Mitchell Robinson goes down, up comes Nerlens Noel protecting the rim like he's Marcus Camby 1999. You know, you get Burks goes down, quickly steps up, and he knocks down threes. I love this team, Randall, Barrett. Love the way this team is made up. Love how hard they play. Tibbs is the fucking coach of the year. I don't care about anything else. And I can't wait to watch this team in the playoffs. Thanks, JJ. You're the man.
I love your passion. I love your support for my dude, Tom Thibodeau. And in many ways, folks, I feel vindicated with Coach Tibbs. I wanted him to be the head coach 4 or 5 years ago. Phil Jackson had other plans. I was fighting with Knicks fans last summer when they hired him. I said, listen, it's the Knicks. You got to see it first. Tibbs is a program builder. He is a lifer. You heard what Jeff Van Gundy had to say yesterday? This is what he's about. And he's wanted this job for the last 35 years. I think it's fair to say he's making the most of the opportunity. Who's next?
Hey, JJ, my name is Rami. I'm in Baltimore. I love the new platform, love the podcast, love your stuff. I've always loved The Ringer. But none of that love compares to my love for the New York Knicks and New York Knicks basketball right now. 8 in a row. I'm watching the post game now. I was just watching your Instagram live. This is phenomenal. Just the most excited I've ever been about a sports team. They could not be more opposite of the New York Yankees, who I'm not even going to talk about right now because I'm just so happy about the Knicks. I mean, they make me believe that actually something can come of this season. I mean, who would want to face a team that can play you tough and is going to play every minute hard the way they do in a postseason round? And I just love it. So thanks, JJ, and keep it up.
I appreciate that, Rami. And you nailed something that's very important when it comes to this Knicks team. They are going to fight like crazy the rest of this year, and they're going to fight like crazy in the postseason. It might not be good enough because the NBA is a talent-driven league. And ultimately, the Knicks are not going to have enough talent to get past those top teams. But your team thinking about winning an NBA title, and I got the Knicks in a playoff series, I know I'm going to have to work. I know it's not going to be easy. That's a great compliment. I don't think the Knicks would get into the playoffs here and it would be like your, you know, donation. No. Not with the way this team's playing right now. They're not going to lay down like dogs. I don't see it. Because all year, they've bounced back. They've been resilient. And before this winning streak started, remember, before this winning streak started, they lost like 4 or 5 really, really tough games in a row. Really tough games in a row. Kind of was their opening window to great success. kind of had to lose a couple of those tough ones. Now they're finishing these tough ones left and right, left and right. Who's up next?
Hey, John, this is Ben from Great Neck. Big Knicks win. It's 8 in a row. I just wanted to say I don't see how you could leave Julius Randle off the All-NBA first team. He's not two better or three better frontcourt players in the season. I don't care what anyone says. He's the best. He's the man. Pay that man his money. Extend him. Adios.
Listen, Julius Randle is going to be feeling the love from Knicks fans. I don't think there's any doubt. First team NBA is tough, though. One of the centers is going to be there, either Jokic or Embiid. Giannis is absolutely going to be there. Are they going to put Randle on the first team ahead of LeBron James? And I know LeBron has missed a boatload of time. Voters aren't going to do that. LeBron will end up being on that first team. But the fact that we are just talking about Julius Randle in an all-NBA way is absolute insanity. It's insanity. And think about his growth and his development from where he was last year to where he is this year. Tell me coaching don't matter? Please. Who's next?
JJ. Guess this is Mike in Manhattan. The great Joey in Yonkers is my cousin. Just sitting here jacked up about the Knicks win over Atlanta. I think the great thing is, I think Fibs has figured out his end-of-game lineups with IQ and Rose in the backcourt. Then you get Bullock out there to spread the floor. Randle doing his thing, and Noel just protecting the rim. I'm just so jacked up, and now we can finally dream about the fucking 4 or 5 seed. I really can't believe like that is realistic right now, and these are our Knicks. So let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
It's hard to believe. Send my best to the great Joey in Yonkers, one of my all-time favorites, who was always one of those guys listening late night for all those great JJ After Dark years. And Joey, as diehard, as big a sports fan as you're going to find, and likes to throw a couple shekels down, which we always root for here on New York, New York. And yeah, Derrick Rose has got to be closing these games for the Knicks, not Elfrid Payton. You know the head coach trusts Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose won an MVP with this head coach, and he's a much different player. But what an influence and what a presence he's brought to the table. An insane presence to this team. Should not go unnoticed. Should not be overlooked. Who's up next?
JJ, my man, congrats on the podcast. Love you. All the best. Listen, the Knicks right now are so hot that they're actually making up for the Yankees' lack of being able to be watched. All right? Isn't it fantastic? Who would have thought he would be watching the Knicks every night? They're winning 8 in a row, hottest team in the NBA. The Yankees, unwatchable. Would rather watch paint dry. Crazy stuff. All right, JJ, take care now.
It is crazy to think about the fact that the Knicks, for the last 7 or 8 years at this time of the year, there's nothing to say other than, when's the lottery? Seriously. That would be my concern. Are they going to screw up by winning a few meaningless games and end up at a point where their draft pick is ruined? This year, the hell with all that. It's about getting into the playoffs. And it's about building that culture. We've been talking about it for a long, long time. Enough losing. This is the best thing the organization could have done. Find ways to win. Because the developing veteran players, guy like Randle, he's a totally different player than he's been at any point in his NBA career. RJ Barrett, young player, you love the leap from year 1 to year 2. Even on an off night on Wednesday, he's not going to be shook in any way. He's going to be back, ready to rock and roll next time out. Quickly, terrific rookie year. Terrific. And you love the fact that he's not afraid of the big moment. This has been a great year for the Knicks, but ain't done yet. Ain't done yet. That's the best part about this. Quote Berman, in many ways, we've only just begun. I hope. The fact that I am going to be like amped, juiced up, charged up for round 1 Knicks playoff series, I did not expect that to be the case this year. Did not. Like, even when they were playing good basketball in December, I was like, all right, they'll end up playing Milwaukee or the Nets or the Sixers, and it'll be a quick ho-hum type of series. They've changed that. They've changed that, especially here in this 8-game winning streak. Yeah. Game changer in more ways than one. Last but not least, who's on the horn?
JJ, Anthony, and Stanford. In the words of the great Julius Randle, New York, we hear, what a great game. I mean, this guy does not quit. 40 points, his team has no quit. I just want to hear, JJ, tell me. I'm flying high on the Knicks right now. You got to tell me. Bring me back down to earth maybe a little bit. But I'm ready. The Nets, Philly, the Bucks. Who are we seeing in round two? I'm ready to hear about it.
Wow.
Thanks, JJ. Keep it up, man.
Wow. We're not even thinking about round one. We're thinking about round two. Yes. Let's calm it down a little bit. I love the giddiness. I love the euphoria. I'm basking in it. Let the Knicks go and win a playoff series, okay? Lock up that 4-5. Give me the Charlotte. Give me Atlanta. And fuck it. Give me Boston. Why not? I don't want Miami. And I know they haven't played great this year. I don't want the Knicks playing Miami. I think it's a terrible matchup. I do not think they'd win that series. And I don't even love their chances against the Celtics. But again, ulterior motives here from yours truly. Ulterior motives. They're playing in that 4-5. Let's freaking go. New York, we're here. And we're here tomorrow, by the way, with our full pod. Peter King will join us. My main man, Jerry Ferrara, will join us. We got a ton of listener voicemails. Ton of listener voicemails that are coming your way tomorrow. So, if you're wondering how to get in touch with the show, it's very easy. 917-382-1151. That's 917-382-1151. It just goes to show you, folks, we're here, we're there, we're everywhere. Emergency pods, regular pods, standard units, bonus units. JJ out. We'll chat tomorrow. Be good, everybody.